Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does one local hospital effectively recruit and retain healthcare providers on staff? Let's go in depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Kevin, is it difficult to get the medical staff that you need in a small town? I understand across rural America that sometimes it is difficult to get physicians, nurses, etc.
Yeah, in lots of communities, many communities across the country and certainly even across Iowa, the lack of physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, nurses, lab techs is at a crisis. And a lot of facilities are at risk for just not being able to continue to carry out their missions and function because they don't have the medical staffs to support those missions. And that's been a real problem across the state.
Is it a problem at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics?
It absolutely is not. We're incredibly blessed to have an amazing medical staff. Many of them I inherited, but we are just in a really unique situation where we have a lot of facilities across state and some out of state that inquire about what are we doing in Knoxville to do things a little bit different. We're in a situation where we don't have a space for any additional providers. And for a community hospital to say that, that's highly unusual. Every day I take calls from physician recruiters and, you know, the very first thing they'll say is, how many openings do you have? And when I say, well, none, they are taken back by that. Like, you're joking. And I'm like, no, we literally don't have any openings for providers at our facility at this time. And that always reminds me of how unusual that is.
They express surprise because it's such a common thing across rural America, but I mean, what's happening at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics so that physicians, nurses want to come?
It's probably like a lot of things. It's not one singular thing. It's a combination of a lot of things. There's one thing about having a handful of really good physicians is the thing that does for you is nothing attracts other good physicians like good physicians. They attract each other, and it's a critical mass and a snowball effect that just continues to grow, and all I have to do is make sure it's headed in the right direction. And so there's an element of that. So we have providers here that the new generation want to work with. So we get the best of the residency classes that want to come here because they want to work with the best because we have the best. So that's really an important piece of this. Something that I would say that we've done as an organization that was supported by our board is to really begin to make investments in what is the new generation of physician and mid-level providers looking for. And so one of the things that we really focused on is, so why is it that a lot of folks don't want to work in rural communities? And why do they want to work in metropolitan areas and kind of vice versa and try to play those off of each other? So what we found is that the lifestyle that being a rural provider, if you only have one or two doctors in your town and you're it, you're on all the time. I mean, the pressures are incredible. So you have to have a right number of providers in your on your team so that your docs can have a personal life. They can be at their kids' ball games and recitals, and they can be home Christmas morning and those sorts of things. So we begin to look for employment models that were not just focused on the economics and the clinical side of what they were doing. We built into their employment models a personal life and made investments in that to make sure that we did everything that we could do to minimize call. Call is a huge burden being called at the in the middle of the Christmas concert to hurry out and get back to the hospital, or being woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and disrupt your entire family in the middle of the night has just been something that has been part of our business forever. And so we tried to look at ways, how can we minimize that? How can we go to different staffing models? How can we go to different employment models that minimizes that, so that we have the ability to say, for all practical purposes, there isn't any call for our physician providers, and there are very little holiday obligations, and those sorts of things really begin to make it more attractive, so I can have the hours and a personal life that I would find in a metropolitan area, but I get all the advantages of living and working in a smaller community where I get to make a big impact. I have a big voice in how we do things. I'm just not a cog in a wheel. Our folks that are on part of that professional team, they truly are a big deal in our community, and we want them to have a voice, and I want them to be a part of where we going as an organization. And you don't many times get that when you join a medical staff of 5,000 employees somewhere. That's just much tougher to do that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, about how the hospital effectively recruits and retains healthcare providers.
Well, it sounds like it might be more fulfilling and more productive and more of sort of an innovative kind of environment where you're able to be more creative. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I've been given lots of leeway, and that's where board support comes from, for our ability to look at things and create employment models that hadn't really not been done before. And there are things that we tried and it was like, well, that didn't have the desired result, so we went a different direction, and we just kept plugging away at it, and we touch base with the providers on a regular basis. Are we making the right improvements to make this the most attractive place to work possible? These people going into these professions on the, whether you're a nurse or any of our technical staff, physicians, mid-levels, it's an incredibly demanding career. The demands are just off the charts. But it's also very, very fulfilling work. You're making a difference in people's lives, and you get paid to do that. I think that's the best job in the world. And so what I get to do is work with them and try to create an environment where how do we make sure the best nurses want to come here and work? How do we make sure that the best physicians, the best in the residency classes want to come here to work at Knoxville? And if you think that you can get it done like a lot of facilities do, and they're still doing today, many have the attitude of, well, how you get that done is we're going to pay them more than anybody else pays. So it becomes just an economic sort of thing. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that that's a much smaller piece of the puzzle than it used to be. That people are looking for more than just the economics around their profession. They also want to be able to be a good wife, a good husband, a good mother, a good father. And so our employment contracts need to make sure that it reflects those values.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, about how the hospital effectively recruits and retains healthcare providers.
how do you balance the needs of the patient population with the needs of the healthcare providers, you know, living a more balanced lifestyle?
Yeah, that has been the tough part. So because those come in conflict, because somebody will get sick Christmas Eve, gonna happen, and somebody's got to take care of them. So those things are in conflict. So what you do is you begin to try to find people who are in a situation where, you know what, I want to work New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve, and I want to work Easter morning. That works out for me. And so you find those folks and you get them placed in there, and then that gives relief to the rest of the team. And on the other side of that is, what is there, 8,000 some hours in a year or something like that? I think that's somewhere in that ballpark. Those hours have to be covered. So if you're down to two providers, that's just an incredible burden. But when you begin to think about, we have 13, we're growing to 16 providers to spread that out over, that creates a lot of good family balance and opportunities for us to look at that and always improve it, because it's an important part of being a whole person, and we place value on that.
Well, and if you allow the healthcare providers to have a life and not be working too hard and overstressed, though I'm just guessing, will provide better care.
Oh yeah, I think there's no doubt about that. Clearly, having people that, and it doesn't matter whether you're a physician or you're working as a laborer somewhere, when you have people that are working in work they love and working the hours that they'd really like to work, and just putting that together whenever you can just creates a great environment to have better results. And clearly, in the work that we do, we're open 24/7, 365. There are still times when I'll have to, or one of our staff will have to call one of our providers at last second and say, I know you were getting ready to go on vacation, but I need you. And our team is like, I'm there. I'll do it. They that's part of who they are. They will make those sacrifices. But what we do is trying to make sure that we have an adequate number of team. We try to put the very best together, people who like to work together, who have that same kind of community thought, you know, that I'm here to serve others. And if you put the right numbers of people together, then that situation is incredibly rare. This doesn't happen very often, but it can. And so you got to have people that are willing to put the needs of others before their own. And that's what we have. I mean, every one of our providers, there are still family sacrifices that they make routinely. But what we do is we work really hard to make sure that we don't do that very often, and try to work and understand that people are still wanting to be, have that family and personal life that means so much to all of us.
Well, it sounds like you're in sort of the Goldilocks zone. You're not too small where it's too stressful and trying to do too much, and you're not so large it's all impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Yeah, I think it's all about how you frame the conversation. I work with colleagues that, you know, they'll talk about just physicians. They just don't want to live in small towns. They don't like rural communities anymore. It's just, you can't get this, you can't have that. And I don't know. I feel like, yes, they do. You just find that person and you create the environment that they want to work in. There are lots of physicians who want to raise their families and live in smaller towns. There are lots of providers that want to be in a rural community. It's, you got to find them and understand they're there and try to meet their whole needs. Again, at the end of the day, it's incredibly competitive. So if we don't offer these sorts of things, if we don't offer competitive salaries, if we don't offer a competitive attention to their personal life, I'll guarantee you somebody else will. And what we've tried to be is just ahead of that curve.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.